Made for Success Studios presents the King James Version of 1 Corinthians, narrated by Bill Foote. This reading is excellently organized so that each chapter of 1 Corinthians aligns with the track number you are listening to. The book of 1 Corinthians is the seventh book of the New Testament. This letter contains some of the best-known phrases in the New Testament, including, "All things to all men, without love I am nothing, through a glass darkly, and when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I thought as a child." Throughout the letter, Paul presents issues that are troubling the Corinthian church and offers ways to fix them. Paul states that this letter is not meant to make them feel ashamed, but to admonish them as beloved children. Many Christians today still find this letter to speak to modern-day problems within church communities. First Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything ye are enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?